Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are beginning the next-to-last Masechta in Shas, Maseches Yadayim, and we are in the first chapter, Perek Aleph. We are learning Mishnayos Aleph and Beis, 1 and 2. Mishnah Aleph says, Mei Revius Nosnin LeYadayim. We need a Revius, about 3 ounces and change of water, for washing hands. Le'echad Af L'Shnayim. That's enough for one person, that's even enough for two people. Machasitz Lug. We need half a lug, which is 2 revias, l'shlosha ola arba. That's enough for 3 or 4 people. Milug, we need a vessel that holds a lug, an entire 4 reviases, l'chamisha vila asara vila mea. That's good for 5 people, for 10 people, 100 people, however many people, that's the size of the vessel you would need. Of course, you would need to keep refilling it at that point. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Ubevad shelo yivchos la'achron shebehen merevias. Rabbi Yossi says that this is only good if there's a revias left for the last person. So he would feel that each person needs their own revias of water to wash. Mosifin al hashniyim ve'ein mosifin al harishonim. But one can add water on the second pouring, but not on the first pouring. And we'll see in the Bart Neuro what that means. Speaking of the Bart Neuro, let's go over there now. May revias. A water in the volume of a revius. Like I said, that's 3 ounces and change, plus or minus. Mayin sheyesh behem shir revius halug, water that has the measure of a quarter of a lug, shehu bea umechsa, which is the volume of an egg and a half. Nosin liyadayim le'echad af l'shnayim, that's enough for washing hands for one person, even for two people. L'chad be'inan mitchila revius. For one person, we would need at the outset a revius, a quarter of a lug. Af l'shnayim, but that's also good for 2, im haya bo mitchila revias, if it initially had a revias, v'nata ha-rishon v'akar ha-hasheni, if the first person used it and then the second used it. Af al gav, delo haya revias gabe hasheni, even though there's no longer revias left when the second person goes to wash. Shop your dummy. Nevertheless, that's still okay. Ho umi shari tahara asu, because it's the remains of pure water. The Rambam perish, and the Rambam says, "Didavka mayim shniim hu dolo ba'inan revias l'kol chad v'chad." He says that it's only for the second pouring. When we wash our hands, we pour the water over our hands twice. The Rambam says it's only for the second pouring where each person does not need a revias. Ho ukvar nitharu yadav mishtifa rishona, because his hands were already purified by that first pouring. Aval b'mayim rishonim ein pachos merevias l'kol echad. The Rambam would say that we need a full revias for the first pouring for each individual. For Abosai, lo perishu kein. But the Bart Neuro says that his teachers did not explain the Mishnah this way. Machasitz lug l'shlosha ul'arba. So you need 2 revias, half a lug, for 3 or 4 people. So the Bart Neuro asks a good question. L'fum shiura de revias l'shnayim. Since a revias is good enough for 2 people, Hayadai b'revias umechsa l'shlosha. A revias and a half should be good enough for 3 people. You shouldn't need 2 revias. Elekivan de nefishe gavre chashinan shema lo yidaktiku yafel litol ad haperek shekol echad mitzamtzim b'mayim nechavero. What we're concerned about in such a case, the Bart Neuro explains, is that people are going to be stingy with the water because they're going to want to make sure to leave over enough for the next person, with the result that they're not going to wash sufficiently the earlier people in the row. So that's why you have to have extra water, because we're afraid that people are going to be courteous and short themselves. Let's skip a little bit. Ubevad shelo yivchos la'achron shebehen merevias. So Rabbi Yossi says that when it comes to 5 or 10 or 100, that you need this volume of a lug, but the last person who washes has to have a full revias. Sheyihye bekli b'shasha ha'achron notelas yadav. There should be remaining in the vessel when the last person washes his hands revias, a quarter lug of water. Ve'ein halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, but the halacha does not follow the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Finally, mosifin al hashnayim, ve'ein mosifin al harishonim. We can add water to the second pouring, but not to the first pouring. What does that mean? Din netilas yadayim shetarach litzol yadav ad haperek. The rule for washing our hands is that we have to wash up to the wrist. Ula'achar shenato yadav b'shtifa achas, afogav de yadav taharos. And after we do that first washing, even though one's hands are clean, im kina osa b'mapa, if he would wipe them on a napkin or a cloth of some kind, a towel, mikol makom, im chozer v'nogea b'mayim sh'al ha'mapa, yadav tameos. If he goes back and he touches that cloth that he wiped his hands on, that would make his hands impure. V'yabnaga behen kikar shel truma, and then if he would touch a loaf of truma, then nitma, it would become impure. Ulachein, so therefore, our practice is to wash our hands a second time. And this is meant to purify the water that's still on his hands. Now we say, if he washes his hands that second time, but he doesn't get all the way up to the wrists, Sham tchila. Then he can pour water on his hands again and get the place that he missed. V'yitaru ha'mayim harishonim shal gabe yadav. And this will still purify the water from the first pouring that's on his hands. So let's say the first time he pours the water, it gets up to the wrist. The second time it only gets up to his knuckles. He can pour again and get from his knuckles to his wrists. Aval harishonim, but when it comes to the first water, the first pouring he does, Imlo higiu leperek, if it doesn't reach the wrist, eno yochel lahosif, he can't go back and add. So if someone pours water and it only goes up to their knuckles, then you can't say, okay, I'll do the second half of my hand now. Rather, aval tzarech lingav yadav, he needs to dry his hands, velachzor, and he has to go back, velishpok babas achas, mayim shiyigiu leperek. He has to pour the water that reaches his wrist in one shot. So he can't do half his hand and then half his hand for the first water. He has to dry his hands and go back and start at the beginning. That's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Let's now go over to Mishnah Beis. B'chol ha-kelim nosin li-yadayim. Any vessel can be used to wash hands. Afil b'kli galalim, b'kli avanim, b'kli adama. Could even use a vessel made out of dung, a vessel made out of stone, or a vessel made out of earthenware. Now, why would we think that we couldn't use these vessels? The Bartonero explains, "Delo chashive kelim le'inyan tuma," because these are things that are not considered kelim, they're not considered utensils when it comes to the laws of ritual impurity. So you might think we might not be able to use them for this purpose, but the Mishnah tells us that we can. Continuing in the Mishnah, "Ein nosin liyadayim lo bedafnos hakelim," you can't wash your hands using the sides of vessels, meaning the broken pieces. "V'lo b'shulei hamachatz," you can't pour from a ladle. "V'lo b'megufas hachavis," you can't use the bung of a barrel. The bung is not the hole. The bung is the stopper that goes in the hole. "V'lo yitin l'chavero b'chafnav," and you can't cup your hands and fill them with water and pour them over someone else's hands. "M'nei she'ein mamalin v'ein mekadshin v'ein mazin mechatas v'ein nosin liyadayim ela bekeli." And then the Mishnah gives us a number of temple services that can't be done in addition to washing of the hands unless you use a vessel. So you can't draw water for the para aduma, you can't sanctify something, you can't sprinkle the water, and you can't wash your hands unless you use an actual vessel. V'ein matzilin b'tzmid psil ela kelim. And also nothing is saved by being in a tightly sealed utensil except for vessels. She'ein matzilin b'yad kli cheresh ela kelim, because nothing saves from an earthenware vessel except for vessels. And let's take a grammar note from the Bartonero on that. She'ein matzilin kamo v'ein matzilin. Actually says it doesn't mean because, it means and. V'dugmas b'perek kama debea, and an example of this usage of the prefix shin being like a vav is in the first chapter of Be'ah, she'efer kira muchanhu. It says that the ashes of an oven are considered prepared. Upirshu b'gemara, and the Gemara explains, hachi ka'amar, it means to say, ve'efer kira muchanhu, and the ashes. So the shin, which normally means that or because, in this case, as in our Mishnah, sometimes means and. It's just a grammar note. Okay, getting back, why can't we use certain things? So we can't use dafnos hakelim, the sides of vessels, mishum deshivrei kelim ninhu, because they're just broken pieces of vessels. They're not vessels themselves. And lo b'megufas hachavis, we can't use the bung of a barrel, the stopper of a barrel. Delav l'hishtamish besocha avida, ela kisoy lechavis. Because it's not made to handle the contents, it's merely made as a cover, as a stopper for the utensil. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Beis. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Gimel and Daled.